Share the love. If you will turn with me to the book of Matthew in the 22nd chapter. Matthew chapter 22, we'll begin reading with verse 36. This is a very familiar teaching from the gospel. And there was a lawyer that came to Jesus tempting him, and he asked a question. He said, Master, he said, what is the great commandment in the law? What's the greatest commandment? And what Jesus proceeded to answer him is really a summation of Christian living. If you want what it means to serve the Lord in a nutshell, this is one of the summations. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. People get caught up in the weeds sometimes of what are we supposed to do to serve the Lord and how do we please the Lord and what are we supposed to do and how are we supposed to live. And do you realize that if we would love God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, our body, and strength, we're going to please God. Now, I know there's doctrines and there's things in the Bible that gives us more understanding of what it means to serve the Lord. But the summation is that if you want to do what's right, love God with all your heart. You want to find people displeasing God, go to the root of the problem. The root of displeasing God is a lack of love for God. The root of rebellion in people's heart is a lack of love for God. Because when you love God with your whole heart, that's talking about in its entirety. That I love God more than anything else. I love God more than my way. And we like our ways, don't we? But I love God more. So that means then that we will say no to self and yes to God because I love Him with all of my heart. That's the first and the greatest commandment this morning. It was in the Old Testament and it still is in the New Testament. If you want to know what to do to please God, love Him. Love Him with all your heart. Put Him first in your life. And then Jesus said, second is like unto it. So there's a very similar follow-up to loving God with all your heart. He said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as who? As thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. You can take all of the Old Testament doctrines and teachings and all of the laws and requirements and you can just hang them on these two commandments. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And I believe this morning that we can about do that same thing with all the New Testament teachings. There's a lot of things the New Testament teaches us and instructs us and shows us how to live. But it all comes back to the foundation of love. If we keep a lot of the teachings of the New Testament without love, we will not be pleasing God. So we can teach and practice full immersion baptism. And we can teach that we don't lie and that we give and that we pray and that we can teach all these good things, and that's right. But if it's not motivated from a heart of love, those things are in vain. What brings about the joy of serving God and living for the Lord is that it is motivated, thank you, it is motivated by love. That, Lord, I love you, I choose you above everybody and everything else. Love your neighbor as yourself. On those two, you can look at all these hot button issues, people get in these controversies. Well, do you have to do this to please God or do you have to do that? Well, I don't think you need to do that. Just come back to the precept of love. If you love God, is God pleased with this? Is this something that glorifies God? And if we would be honest with ourselves in exercise a little bit of intellectual integrity, I think a lot of these hot button issues would be taken care of. But it comes back down to this basic foundation of love the Lord. So if I, as we lay this foundation this morning, if I could encourage us this morning, love God with all of your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Wouldn't that take care of a lot of conflicts that people have? A lot of conflicts between neighbors, because who is my neighbor though? Did not Jesus teach us that our neighbor was anybody that we had contact with? That's our neighbor. It may be the one that lives next to you. It may be the one that's in your home. It may be the one that you're sitting by this morning. It might be the one where you go to town after service today. That's your neighbor. The ones you work with, it's everybody in your life. That's your neighbor. Love them as you do yourself. Be considerate of them. Be thoughtful of them. Treat them as you want to be treated. And that is the crux and the hub and the summation, if you will, of what it means to serve the Lord. At least that's what Jesus said. And so I'll take him at his word this morning. On those two, these are the greatest commandments. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. So we are a commissioned people this morning. The Lord has commissioned us to take the gospel to the world, has he not? He's commissioned all of us to take the good news of the gospel to the world. So how can we do that? It is good to study the scripture and to know what the Bible teaches. But do you know, you may not know all of the deep theological issues. There was something posed this week. And so I delved into it yesterday and spent hours going through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of various books and things that were written on certain issues in the scripture. But at the end of the day, I thought, you know, this is getting down into some of the intricate theological issues. But when it comes down to it, to take the good news to someone, I don't have to start with all that. I can start with sharing them and showing them the love of God, that they can see Jesus. We're commissioned to take the gospel out. I want to encourage you this morning, take the gospel out. And you say, but I don't know what to say. Well, if you don't know what to say, then do. So what am I supposed to do? Show love. How can I show love? By the way you treat people. By the way we talk to people. By the sacrifices we make for people. We are commissioned to preach the gospel, but the key to the message of the gospel is love. Share the love. It's behind me. That's how we can take the gospel to the world, is sharing the love. They say that some of the historians, and I know I've shared this here before, but there are some of the historians that say that one of the main reasons the gospel spread during the early morning church time period, when most people were pagans, was because of love. They said people were not used to that ideology. People were out after looking after themselves. And then people that started following Christ were interested in people around them. Oh, you have a need. I can help you. Let me help you. It wasn't just to fellow Christians. It was to the pagans. It's not about just helping someone that acts like us or looks like us or goes to the same fellowship with us. Sharing the gospel is to everybody we come in contact with. Showing them love, and that more than anything will draw people to Christ. I would that we be actively inspired. This is a call to action this morning. That we be inspired to go out and share Jesus with the world. You say, where am I supposed to go? Plane tickets are pretty expensive right now internationally. They are. But guess what? Everybody you meet is your mission field. Share the love with them. Show them Jesus, by the way. And sometimes it comes by words, and sometimes it comes by action, but it should always come by love. Share the love. So I think it was last year, we were on the way to Louisiana. And we were in Mississippi, I believe, at the time, and it was starting to get towards evening, so the sun was going to start setting. We knew it wouldn't be light real long. And we saw a car pulled over on the side of the road. And then we saw a lady, I don't want anybody even that's listening this morning to be offended, but there's a reason I'm saying this. It was a black lady. And she was walking down the road. She wasn't very far. And so I pulled up, and she was scared. She was scared. And then she saw my wife, and that was helpful. So it wasn't just this strange man pulling up. And I got out of the car and said, "Ma'am, do you need some help?" And, you know, after a little bit, she ended up getting in the vehicle with us. We took her. She had run out of gas. And I went and I got a gas can, filled it up. It was quite a ways to go get it. And we brought her back to her vehicle, got the gas in her vehicle, and got. And, you know, by the time we were finished, she couldn't hug on us enough. We had a good time with that lady. She was just, she was so happy. She said, "I sat there for hours in my car," and she said, "I was scared and I was crying," and finally was like, "I've got to do something," and so she started walking. Our world is so polarized. There are so much more polarization in racial issues today than when I was a child, I've got to say. There have been some improvements in some ways, but there is beginning on all sides of this, there is a polarization. Do you realize that love transcends race and language and where people go and how they look? The love that we are to show to people, it's to all people. That was my neighbor that was walking down the road. And by the time we got back, she recognized that we were neighbors. And we were talking about the things of the Lord. And it was an opportunity. And I didn't pull out my Bible and preach a message to her. But we gave her a message of the love of God. Well, there's a reason I brought it out that way, and we're going to come back to it in just a little bit. In the book of Matthew, in the 25th chapter, Jesus gave us a scene of the judgment. In the 31st verse, he said, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and the holy angels with him, he shall sit on his throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on his left. And the king shall say to them on his right hand, 'Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'" So when Jesus comes back, he's going to usher us into the judgment. And keep in mind, there's going to be a separation at that time. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. He's going to separate the saint from the sinners. Can you imagine if the Lord came in this morning in judgment and said, "Okay, I'm gonna separate who is prepared to meet God and who's not." And he started dividing. Those on his right hand were the sheep. Those on the left were the goats. And I will say, and some of you I know goats a lot better than I do, but I have been places where the goats looked so similar to the sheep, it was a little hard to know what they were if you were ignorant like I was. In other words, they looked very similar. They weren't, some goats, it's like, of course, that's a goat. But in some countries, I have seen goats that look like sheep. Well, it's not about what we profess this morning. It's not about how we look this morning. The Lord is going to come in and separate the sheep from the goats. What side would you be? Would you be a sheep or a goat? Would you be on his right hand or his left hand? People say, "Well, I prayed more than the rest of them, and I gave a little more money. I'm in good standing." Do you realize while those things are important, that's not the lesson Jesus was teaching here? So let's read what he was talking about. Jesus said, "I was hungry, and you gave me meat." He's talking to the sheep, the ones that he said were prepared to enter into heaven. He said, "I was hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink." Renee, you know where that put you this morning. Do you realize that's sharing the love? And you may be saying, "I want some nice cold water." You have opportunity after service to go share the love. All right, he said, "I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in." Who's a stranger? Well, I don't know who that is, so And Jesus said, those that are going to heaven are those that have ministered to people they didn't even know. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. You know, the thing about visiting someone that's sick is you might get sick too. I might catch what they have. I think I'll stay home. Do you realize that when someone is sick, I believe there is for the most part a divine protection when you go to minister to someone. They were sick, but do you know when you help people in need, whether it's physical sickness, emotional sickness, or spiritual sickness, it is draining, and it is taxing, and it can take something from you. But that's what it means to share the love. That's what it means to serve the Lord, to love our neighbor as ourselves. It might be at my expense, and it's going to take something from me. But the Lord has said, would you take what you have, your time and your energy and your money and what you have, could you go and minister to someone else? And you say, but I don't know what to say. Can you bake him a loaf of bread? Could you take him some cookies? Could you just say, I'm praying for you, and say a prayer with them? Can you just at least maybe just put your hand on their shoulder and just be with them? Maybe cry with them a little bit. I'm entering into your sorrow. I'm here and I care. That's sharing the love. It's not having all the answers for everybody's problems. It's being there to show love to them that you're interested and you care. Those are the ones that Jesus said were going to go to heaven. He said, then shall the righteous answer him and say, Lord, when saw we thee hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? When did we see thee sick or in prison, came unto thee? And take note here, he didn't say those that were in prison that were unjustly accused. Do you know, if someone was in prison and they were unjustly accused and falsely condemned, it's like we need to support them. We need to be there for them. He did not say it was just visiting the innocent. People that deserve their punishment, you were there and you cared. Those are the ones that Jesus said are going to go into heaven. And so he said, then the king shall answer and said, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. As we minister and show love to people around us, we are doing that to Christ himself. And then there's the other side of it. He looked on the others and he said, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Because I was hungry and you didn't give me anything to eat. I was naked and you didn't clothe me. I was in prison and you didn't visit me. And he went, I was a stranger and you didn't take me in. And they said, Lord, when did we see you hunger or thirst? And he said, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment. So this does not take away from our spiritual duties and responsibilities, saints. But if we're going to take the gospel to the world, this is the answer. Share the love. Minister to those people. See, there is a call to all of us. There are people that will not come into these doors. I want them to. I want them to hear the gospel. I want them to hear this, but they need to see it from you. You want the congregation to grow? It's your responsibility. Go share the love. You want people to be brought to Jesus Christ? Whose responsibility is that? It's ours. It's all of ours. We're commissioned to go out and take the gospel. So when are we supposed to do that? Now. How are we supposed to do that? With love. Where are we supposed to do it? Right where we're at. That's our call. That's our commission this morning. Show the love of God. Share the love of God. And so, and it takes time to do this. It takes time to share the love. So, where the Lord inspired me with this message, and I know I kind of started with that story of us helping someone, Well, I had a trip to Louisiana last week, again. And I was in Arkansas, close to I was around Conway, I guess. Yeah, but I was around Little Rock. And all of a sudden, on my car deal, it flashed that my tire pressure was going down. And I'd had a flat tire right before I left that I had to get fixed before I started on the trip. So I thought, well, maybe something's messed up again. But I watched it, and I could just watch it on the digital tire pressure gauge was just going down. 30, 25, 15. I thought, I'm losing air fast. So I was right at an exit. Was it happenstance or was it God? I pulled off on the exit, and there was an auto zone right there, and I was able to pull into the parking lot. And I was like, and I went out and looked, and my tire was completely flat by this time, and there was a big old metal spike in it. And I thought, oh, wow. And I'll tell you, it was hot that morning. I was out there for 3 minutes, and I was drenched in sweat. So I pull out my little donut, and I'm not talking about the pastry one either. I pulled out the little donut tire, and I got my little, tools and things that were supposed, and I didn't even start jacking up the car. I was going to loosen the lug nuts first. And I fit that lug nut wrench, I put it over, and I was able to get 3 of the 5 off. But those lug nuts had swollen. They were swelled. And I couldn't fit my tool over them. I came to find out, you're supposed to change those sometimes. Did y'all know that? I didn't. They were swollen. I couldn't get it. So I was just fixing to try to go back to those two to loosen them. I was going to have trying to push that thing on and kick that thing on to see if I could get it on enough to loosen it. And all of a sudden, I'd seen a truck and a trailer just wheel in behind me. And I was still working. All of a sudden, I heard the noise of a jack being pulled over my direction. And there were two, and you may say, why does it matter what race they were? Because they were my neighbors. Two black wingless angels showed up. And I say that because I was so thankful that they had not bought into this polarization that's in our world today, just like we hadn't bought into it. It didn't matter what color we were. It didn't matter. They saw a man. It didn't matter whether he's a white man. They saw a man that was had a problem. And I realized when I pulled off that I don't know what all lay in that part of town, but I recognized I wasn't in a real good part of town. And then these two men pull up, and they didn't even ask me if I wanted help. They had a regular jack, not just my little jack. They had a regular jack. They had the tools, and he just went up there and got there in front of that tire. He had an impact wrench, and within less than 5 minutes, they had my tire on ready to go. And he started walking off, and I said, what do you all do? And they said, roadside assistance. I said, what do I owe you? And I'm pulling out my billfold, and he didn't, some people kind of just stand there, kind of hoping to get something. He walked away, walking into the store, and turned back and said, share the love. Thank God that someone shared the love that morning. It's time to spread the love of God. I don't know where he stood with God, but I'll tell you, he had some of the Lord working in his life. I didn't ask him, are you saved? Do you have the Holy Spirit? He had a good spirit is all I knew, and I was glad he came my way. Do you have the Holy Spirit this morning? Do you have something to share the love of God? I want to challenge you, go share the love of God. It doesn't matter who or what, but this should be a daily practice in our lives as people of God. When someone is in need, be there to befriend them. When someone has done something wrong and others are turning their back, be there to let them know, I love you. I'm sorry you're going through a rough time. I care about you. That's what it means to be a Christian this morning. We may not understand, and I'm not minimizing doctrine. Those of you that know me, doctrine is important because it's in the scripture. But there are some doctrines that maybe I'll miss my understanding. Maybe I didn't get all of that. But this is something we can all get hold of. share the love. I am so thankful for those two angels that came my way. And I call them angels because they were messengers of the Lord. They were messengers of love right at the right time. And I'll go and tell you the rest of the story. So I asked them, I said, before they had started leaving, I said, do you know, is there a tire shop? And they said, if you just go down the road, right down the road, less than a mile, there's a tire shop on your right-hand side. Isn't that a blessing? So I get on with my little donut there in the back, and I drive to the tire shop. And a man comes out, and I didn't have to wait 2 hours for him to get to me. He walked out, man walked out and said, how can I help you? And he looked at it and took it off. I had to buy a new tire. It ruined the tire. But he got right on it. I walked in, and the lady that was working in the office there, it was another black lady, thank the Lord. And you say, why does it matter? Because the race doesn't matter. That's why it matters. You understand? Our world is so polarized. And I explained, I said, there were two black angels that came by my way down the road. And she said, the Lord is an ever-present help in time of trouble. Thank God. And I said, well, I'm on my, she said, where are you going? And I got to tell her. It was wonderful. Do you know that's what the Lord wants us to do? It doesn't matter who it is or what it is or, well, do they deserve it or not? No, we want to be angels of the Lord. Whether we're black angels or white angels or whatever, Lord, I want to be a messenger of love that I can go, that people that don't believe in God can see these people are different. Why? Because of love. I had more scripture. I believe the Lord's done. Let's go share the love. Would you take that challenge? It's a call to action. Let's share the love of God. Share the love because you have the power to make a difference in someone's life. And through that power, that they might see Jesus Christ through the love that you have for them. Amen.